You guys are ready. Let's all stand to our feet. Put your hands together. Hallelujah. Let's give God praise. It's your night. It's your time to be blessed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. No further ado, let's make welcome Brother Phil Wagner from Paris, Illinois.
Thank you, Brother Cannon. Come on. Wait a minute. Let's clap our hands so loud that the angels up in heaven have got to put their fingers in their ears. Come on, let's give Jesus that kind of praise. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. Amen. Before you're seated, turn to somebody and say, thank the Lord. I don't look like you. I said you could be seated unless you won't tell everybody that around you. It is so good to be in Madison, Wisconsin. Amen. Wisconsin has been good to me. Last week, last Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I was up in Clintonville with the Narlocks, and God bless there. And I am so looking forward to what God has in store for this place today. How many of you children are having a good time? Raise your foot. I'm sorry, hand. Awesome. Amen. How many of you are 11 and younger? Raise your hand. All right, good. You're all sitting up close. Hands down. I want you to turn maybe to the side or especially to the back. There's a bunch of these people here. They got white hair, wrinkly skin, okay? Now, those are called adults, and they probably come into this service tonight with the attitude, oh, it's just a children's service. Adults, listen to me. I want you to pick a number between 4 and 11. You got it? That is your age for the rest of this service. Come on now. Yeah. Hold on. Brother Roy Grant, what number did you pick? He is 9 years old. Bishop Grant, how old are you? Five. That don't make sense. You'll never believe what I saw on my way up here. How many's ever seen cows? Well, I guess if you got cheese, you got to have cows. I saw a cow, and she only had two legs. I felt so sorry for that thing. You know what you call a cow only has two legs? Lean beef. In that same pasture, I saw another cow. She didn't have any legs. Felt so sorry for her. She was rolling over here to get her a drink, rolling back over here to get her something to eat. You know what you call a cow that doesn't have no legs? Ground beef. In that very same pasture, I saw another cow. Oh, thank God she had all four of her legs, but she had a problem. She was doing this. She was shaking all over. You know what you call a cow that shakes all over like that? Beef jerky. And Pastor Grant, you know what? You know why all cows love to come to your church? Because they love to come to see their pasture. Clap your hands to Jesus. Somebody say, change. Now, you know that word has some different meanings. Right now, in my pocket, I've got some nickels, quarters, and dimes. And when you put all those together, that's what makes change. Somebody say change. Now, another meaning to that word is, well, let me ask this question. How many of you boys and girls have been wearing the same clothes for the last 7 days? Raise your hand. Ooh, yuck. Now, they probably didn't understand what I was saying. But you know what? We ought to change our clothes at least once a day, all right? Somebody say change. Now, the meaning of that word that I want you to understand is simply this, and that is, everybody raise your hand and point up to the sky, that is that Jesus is here right now, and he can come, and he can touch my, everybody point to your heart, he can touch and he can change your heart. Somebody say, I want Jesus to change me. Oh, yes. Somebody tell me what shape this is. It is a circle. Can you name some things that are shaped like a circle? I can. Pizza, donut, the moon, a ball, a tire. You know, all those things have round shapes. Let me ask you a question. If it's a circle, is it a square? No, because it's a what? Is it a triangle? No, because it's a what? Is it a rectangle? No, because it's a what? Is it star-shaped? No, because it's a what? It's a circle. That's right. Now, Brother Wagner, you know what? When I was 12 years old, God touched me and filled my heart with the Holy Ghost. And I want to tell you, something happened to me, and that something was God changed my life. And I'm so thankful that... Close your mouth. You might get a fly in it. What's the matter? Wait a minute. What shape is this?
A square.
Question number two. What shape was it?
A circle.
A circle. Question number three. So what happened? There's that word. It changed. Somebody take your finger and go like this. Do you realize that just like that, Jesus can change you? And if that's what you want to happen to you tonight, clap your hands so loud that the angels have got to put their fingers in their ears. All right. I want you to give a high five to about five people that are sitting near to you. I'm going to bring out a guest here tonight. All right. I am so glad to be here because I am the glad scientist. Can you do that? Can you go? I am the glad scientist. I am not the mad scientist. That is my brother. But I am the glad scientist, and I am so glad that I am here tonight. I am so glad that you are here tonight. I am so glad that you are looking at me like, he's crazy. I am so glad that you are here tonight because, well, I'll come back to you later. Okay. But I am so glad that everybody is here tonight. Now, what is it that scientists do? Oh, scientists do experiments. Oh, so here's what I need. I need an assistant. Oh, hold on. Girls, I'm so sorry. Put your hands down. Because I need an assistant that has muscles. Oh, let me go out here to these boys. Let me find a boy who... Oh, I see big, big boy back here. You come here, dude. Oh, yes. Come here, dude. You put those on. You put this on. Let's take this out here. You follow me. Everybody, first of all, what's your real name? JT. His real name is a JT, but no more, it's not. I give him a new name. His new name is called Frankie. Everybody go, hello, Frankie.
Hello, Frankie.
Now, Frankie, I ask for a boy who had muscles. Can you do this? And can you go, that terrible. Bunch of girls over here. Okay, do this again and go, that's why that one man over there is getting married 14 years later. Okay. Okay. Step right up here. Now, Frankie, can you tell me what this is? He says it's a bottle. Wrong. Okay. Now, this is a 2-liter bottle. Okay. Say 2-liter bottle. 2-liter bottle. Okay. Now, this 2-liter bottle, it is you. Everybody say, that's me. This is you? Okay. Now, Frankie, do you know how to read? Yeah. What do that say?
is say, Holy Ghost. Let me ask you a question. Do we need Holy Ghost inside of us? Oh, yes, we do. So we will do exactly that. Frankie, take cap off. I take cap off of Holy Ghost. Oh, this is good. Yes, experiment. Okay, here we go. Oh, and you can tell what generation I'm from because a little dab will do you. Okay, here we go. Pour a little bit in there, just like that. Frankie, put cap back on. I put cap back on Holy Ghost. Oh, very good. And hurry up. Okay, and you might say, that was not very much Holy Ghost. And you know what I say to you? As many camps I get to go to and churches, I see children that talk in Holy Ghost for just a little bit. But don't you tell them that they didn't get the Holy Ghost. But you know why? Because they can feel it from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet. Anybody know what I talk about tonight? Yes. Now, Frankie. Can you tell everybody the answer to this question? What color does the world say that the devil is?
Red.
Red. That's right. And guess what? I brought the devil tonight. And here he is, the devil. Don't look funny at me. It's red. Oh, I tell you why it is the devil. You see, the devil is always trying to pressure us into doing bad things like lying and stealing and the cheating, all right? So I show you that this is the devil. Frankie, here's the word I need your muscles. We put both those legs down, put one hand here, other hand here. Oh, let's practice. Can you do that one time? Oh, cool, dude. Do it again. Do it again. You blow me up. Now, let's do this. If that's the devil, and if this is us, the devil's going to try to make you think that you do not have the Holy Ghost. But I show you that you do have Holy Ghost. Frankie, watch this. You do what I tell you to do, okay? Now, oh, wait a minute. Don't try this at home. No, don't try it at home. Try it at your friend's home. You hear me? I mean it. Okay, Frankie, three times. Here we go. A onesie all the way up. And a twosie. And a threesie. Stop. Let me ask you, do you see anything? No. Of course not. Because the devil tries to make you think you don't have Holy Ghost. Frankie, two more times. This is getting exciting. Okay, a onesie. Oh, all the way up, dude. There we go. And all the way down. Awesome. I show you that you can tell the devil that you have the Holy Ghost. Oh, I scare a girl in front row. Look at that. Woo, woo. Ha, you got the Holy Ghost. Hold on to that. Oh, but wait a minute. The devil, he's always trying to come back and say, you don't have Holy Ghost. Watch this. Three times, Frankie. Watch it disappear. And that's what the devil wants to make you think, that you don't have Holy Ghost inside you, Frankie, two more times. But you know what we've got to tell the devil? We got to tell the devil that he is a liar. Why? Because I got the Holy Ghost burning in my heart. And it's there to live forevermore. If you believe that, clap your hands to Jesus. Let's give it up for Frankie. Didn't he do a good job? All right. Amen, amen, amen. All right. You know what Brother Wagner needs? I need some helpers. And you know what? I wonder if I can find somebody like a boy and a girl who wants to help me. Who wants to help me? A boy? A girl? Oh, let me see here. A boy, a boy, a boy, a boy, a boy. How about the orange shirt right there? Going up on the platform. The girl in the white. Yep, you right there. Come on. Come on up on the platform. Let's give them a hand, everybody. All right, follow me. Let's come over here. And girl over here. And boy over here. Hey. Are you still going to school?
Yes.
What do they teach you in your school, that girls go first? Let me help you out there. Okay. All right. And guess what? You're the girl. You get to go first. And she said, oh, what do I get to do first? You just get to tell me your name. Okay? And the way
I don't know anybody here. So the way that I hear her name, I'm going to let everybody else know what her name is. So what's your name? Her name is
Brenda.
Brenda, right?
Brenda.
And what is your name, dude?
Christian.
Christian. So it's good to have Brenda and Christian. You guys know each other? Husband and wife? I don't know. Okay, all right. Okay, so anyway, here's what we're going to do. We're going to learn a couple of words right now, okay? Now, the first word I want everybody to shout out and say, good.
Good.
That's good. And you know what? I think it ought to be our human nature to be good all the time, okay? Now, I'm going to ask you a hard question. What is the word that is the opposite of good?
Bad.
That's good. I mean, that's bad. Well, you know what I mean. Okay. So, but I don't like the way you said bad. As a matter of fact, I'd like for you to do it this way. Everybody put your hands out in front of you. Knock, knock. Okay. Hands are out in front of you. Start wiggling your fingers. And then I want you to start lowering your voice. And I want you to say that word bad like this. Bad. That was good. I mean, that was bad or whatever. Okay. So now let's take those words. Let's put them behind us because I'm not going to use them right now. Now, the reason I had Brenda and Christian up here is because they're going to help me do something tonight. And I've got something in my pockets that you guys are going to help me with. Girls go first, right? Okay, so let me pick in this pocket here, and, oh, what is that, Brenda? It is a balloon. And what do you do with balloons? You blow them up, and what she means is you blow them up, you stick a piece of dynamite in there, you light it, right? No, 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 no. You mean you blow it up with your mouth, okay? Can you tell me what color that is?
Gray.
Gray. All right, that's good. Can you hold that for me? Thank you very much. Now, she must have had butter for supper. Christian, I got something in this pocket. What is this?
A balloon.
It is a balloon. And what do you do with balloons? You blow them up, okay? And what color is this? Say white.
White.
Very good. Okay, hold on to that. Very good. Now, did you eat the same place she did? Okay, so we've got some balloons here. Now, we are going to do exactly what they said you do with balloons. We're going to blow them up, okay? So, Brenda, can I have that balloon back? Okay, very good. Now, I want both of you to listen because I'm going to blow up both of your balloons. Now, when I put a breath of air in there, both of you get to choose on your balloon which word you want to choose. The first word is stop, meaning you don't want me to blow it up anymore, okay? The second word that you can choose is, and I love this word, bigger. Oh, yeah, meaning you want me to keep blowing it up. You understand? You understand? Okay, let's do yours first. Here we go.
She said bigger.
Woohoo!
She said bigger, dude. She said bigger.
Here we go.
She said stop.
Okay, she said stop. So here's what we're going to do, Brenda. I'm going to do his balloon the same way, okay? So go ahead. I'm going to hand this off to you and go ahead and tie it off, okay? Now, here's what we're going to do with your balloon. What are you laughing at? Hold that. Brenda, what are you doing? You know I only got so much time here. Okay, let's see. Why did you let it go? Okay, here we go.
Bigger. Bigger, bigger. Bigger, bigger, bigger.
Stop. I'm tying it off since you let it go last time, okay? Wrap that around my fat fingers, okay? Awesome. Take that. Get off there, okay? Now, just hold it in front of you, okay? That's all you got to do, and I'm going to do his balloon. Don't play with it or anything like that, okay? Now, here's what we're going to do. She don't listen. Okay, here we go. All right, same thing, Christian. Here we go.
Is it bigger? Bigger, bigger, bigger. Woo! He said bigger!
He said stop. Okay, now I'm going to tie this off. Okay, now hold that. Don't play with it. Okay, now. Okay, stand a little closer here. Stay right there. Hold the balloons out in front of you. Let's do a review, okay? This is white, and this is gray. Let's do the colors. Color?
White.
Color?
Green.
Color?
White.
Color?
Green.
Stop. Remember those words I put behind me? Let's bring them back out. Good and bad. Now, this balloon here, it represents the word bad because this represents somebody that doesn't love Jesus. They don't want to come to church. No, they don't like to pray. They don't want to eat the Holy Ghost. They don't want anything to do with God. So my question to you is, how many of you want to be like the gray balloon? Raise your hand. Oh, we're going to have revival. Yes. She didn't understand. Okay. No. Let's talk about this one. This balloon is white, and it's also the good balloon. This balloon represents somebody that loves to come to children's crusades, that loves to worship Jesus, that loves to be baptized in Jesus' name, is full of the Holy Ghost. My question to you is, how many wants to be like the white balloon? Raise your hand. That's what I thought. Now, let's do a review of the words. When I point to this one, you say good. When I point to this one, you say bad. Here we go. Word.
Good.
Word.
Bad.
Word.
Good.
Word. Let's put in the colors and the words together. When I point to this one, you're going to say good and white. Well, not all together. All right. Color.
Red.
Color.
Red.
Word.
Good.
Word.
Red.
Color.
Red.
Word.
Red.
Word. Color.
Red.
All right. I think you got the idea. Now, here's the thing. Guess who I brought tonight? Earlier, that scientist brought the devil. I brought the devil again to show you something. Would you like to see him? Okay. Let me just come over here and... here he is. He's on the floor. Huh. You're saying, that's not the devil. You're right. That's not the devil. That's where I keep him. Let me bring him out. What? Is that? What's that look like to you, Brenda?
She says, a big needle.
She's exactly right. Now, I got a question for you. What happens when a needle comes in contact with a balloon? You're very right. But you know what? I want you to use a different word. It destroys it. Now, listen. But this is, let's say, the devil. Uh-huh. And you know what? The Bible says that the devil is like a roaring lion. Somebody go, roar.
Roar.
Yeah, the devil's like a roaring lion. And you know what he's doing? He's going to and fro throughout all the earth. He's going here, he's going there, he's going everywhere, seeking, listen to me, whom he may devour. Do you know what the Greek word devour means? It means the same thing when a needle comes in contact with a balloon. The devil's out to destroy. Would you like to see what happens with somebody that's good and somebody that's bad? Hey, Christian, just stand over there. I'm not going to use you right now because Brenda gets to stand right here front and center. And you get to look that direction and look pretty as you already are. Now, the Bible says that the devil's going about. He's seeking. He's looking for somebody's soul that he can destroy. And I wonder who that is going to be. And he's looking far and wide. He's looking here. He's looking. And he sees somebody that does not have Jesus in their heart. And he's out for the kill. So I just wonder what is going to happen. Would you like to find out? First of all, let me have that balloon. Let's give Brenda a hand. Didn't she do a good job? You can go sit down, girl. All right, watch. This This is somebody that does not have Jesus in their heart, and this is the devil. I'm going to show you exactly what happens. Watch. But you know what? Just before I do that, I want to let everybody know that the devil is a liar. He is. He's going to try to impress upon you that he is your friend. And why don't you come and follow me? But the devil is a liar. So if you follow him, this is what's going to happen. The devil's going to come. And you know what? Before I show you, he's going to try to make you think that he is your friend. But he is not. The devil's going to try to entice you to try to do all of his fun things. But it's only going to end up like what? Where you're destroyed. Now watch. But just, you know what? Before I show... Wait a minute. Shh. This is sad. Because this is somebody that made a choice or never even knew Jesus. And look what happened when the devil came along. But you're saying, Brother Wagner, that's not me. I'm like that white balloon. Oh, really? Christian, front and center. Now, some of you, a lot of you are saying, well, that's like me. I've got the Holy Ghost. I love to pray. I love to worship Jesus. Think that makes any difference to the devil? No. The devil is still like that lion. He's hungry. He wants to devour anybody in his path. And he's going to try to come upon somebody that, well, the devil's no respecter of any persons whatsoever. Doesn't matter if you have the Holy Ghost or not. He sees somebody with Jesus in their heart. What do you think's going to happen? Christian, can I have the balloon? Let's give Christian a hand as he goes and sits down. I am going to show you that if you will keep Jesus in your heart, there is, well, you'll find out. You see, the devil, you. I wonder what will happen. Look at that, somebody. Yeah, you're saying that's like me. Yeah, you know why? Because, Pastor, greater is he that is within me than he that is within the world. Yeah. Do you know why that didn't become destroyed? Because the Bible tells me that there is a name that is above all other names. It starts with the letter J, E, S, U. What's that spell? I can't hear you. And when you say the name of Jesus, the devil and all of his scared little demons, they have to do what the Bible says. They have to flee. So in Jesus' name, Brother Grant, I've been back to too many churches, and I've asked the pastor, I said, where's that little boy that used to sit on the front pew when I've come before? You know what that pastor said? Listen to me very closely. He said, he doesn't come anymore. He doesn't want to come to church. He wants to be with his friends out in the world. Let me tell you something. If you ever make that choice, guess whose attention you get? The devil's. And if you make that choice, this is what could happen. But let's clap our hands to Jesus. This was sad, remember? This was somebody, could possibly be somebody here tonight.
They never knew Jesus. And the devil came and destroyed their life. But wait a minute, you want to know something more sad? Was when somebody like you served Jesus with all your heart until one day you made a choice and you said, I don't want to come to church anymore. I don't love God anymore. And look what the devil did to you. That's sad. But you know what? If I was Jesus, which I'm not, I'm only Brother Wagner, but I could see Jesus. And I could see him reaching down. And I could see him picking up all of the broken pieces. And I could see him molding again a brand new you. But you know what? I'm sorry. I'm not Jesus. But Jesus can do that. How come? Because he loves you. Amen. You were on his mind when he was on the cross. Jesus went to the cross. He suffered the agony and the beatings and all that. Why? Because he knew who you were going to be, and you were going to serve him if you made your mind up. How many wants to serve Jesus? How many loves Jesus? Yes, I love him too. Can I take just about 3 minutes here and tell you a personal story about love? One day I got a call from my daughter. It was in the morning time. She said, Dad, her name's Danielle. She said, Dad, are you and Mom going to be home later tonight? And I said, as far as I know, no church activities, nothing going on. Yeah, we'll be home. And I said, why? And she says, can me and Andrew, that's her husband's name, can me and Andrew, can we come over tonight? And she said this, we've got some news to tell you. I said, sure. Okay, we'll see you later. Bye. You know what I started thinking? I started thinking, oh, what kind of news is she going to give? Is somebody dying? Somebody hurt? Somebody sick? Somebody being abused? What's the news? It came that evening time. My daughter and her husband came over to our house. They came in. My daughter said, Dad, just sit in your chair. I sat in my chair. She told my mom to sit in her chair. And my daughter and her husband sat on the couch across the way. And again, I start thinking, what kind of news is she going to give me? Somebody's dying, hurt, sick? And she spoke up. She pointed her finger. She said, Dad, Mom, she said, we've got some news that we've got to tell you. She said, both of you, Mom, and both of you, Dad, both of you. Both of you are going to be grandparents. Oh, yeah, dude. Now, I don't know how you're supposed to react when you're a guy my age and you're finding out that you're going to be a grandparent. You know how I acted? I went, yahoo! Yeah, I'm going to be a grandfather. Ooh, ooh, ooh. And then what we started doing was we started hugging each other and congratulating. We started giving kisses. Maybe not that bad. Okay, but while we were hugging, you know what Brother Wagner started thinking? I thought, I know how I'm going to treat that new grandbaby. I'm going to hold it and I'm going to say, oh, you're so beautiful. I love you. I'm going to protect you. I'm going to try to be there most of the time for you. And I can't wait till we can play together too. I started thinking of those things. Let's speed up the story. It came time for my daughter to find out what kind of baby she was going to be having. She went to the hospital. She came back. She says, Mom and Dad, guess what? The doctor says that we are going to be having a baby. Are you ready, girls? You ready, boys? We're going to be having a baby monkey. Yeah, I'm sorry. No. A baby girl. Stop. Don't let it go to your head. Stop. Okay. So, they picked out a name. They're going to call her Tinley Brielle. Let's speed up the story. It came time for my daughter to deliver the baby. It was early in the morning, still dark out. We had to drive 45 miles to the hospital. We got there, got out of our cars, walked up to the front of the hospital, and there was this nurse there waiting on us. She took my daughter. She took her husband, and she took my wife. And they went that direction. And that same nurse came back and she said,
Mr. Wagoner, you go to the waiting room.
So I went to the waiting room. I walked inside the door. There was one guy that was sleeping, a couple people watching TV, a couple other people in there. So I found me a chair. I'll sit right here. I found me a chair and I sat there. I looked at the time. It's like, I've been here a half hour already. I picked up a newspaper. And I looked at it. Laid it down. I noticed one person left. I looked at the clock. An hour's gone by. Picked up a magazine. I was looking at it. Oh, yeah. Laid it back down. Another person left. I looked. I've been in there in almost 2 hours. The last person left. Since I had to wake up so early that morning, you know what was going on with Brother Wagner? I was getting tired. And I scooted down in my seat. And I laid my head back on the wall. And guess what? I fell asleep until I heard this noise. I looked in the direction of that noise. It was over here. And in the doorway was that same nurse. And she said, Mr. Wagner? And I go, yes? She goes, would you like to come see your new granddaughter? I said, oh, yes. And you know what she did? She took her finger and she went,
follow me.
So I followed her down the hallway, and we came to these double doors that would not open. And she took that finger that went like this and turned it around, and there was a bunch of keys or a bunch of numbers on that keypad. And those doors opened. And she turned around to me, and she goes,
follow me.
I followed her. We came and to a stop, and she did her hand like this. And behind her hand was a door. It was open about this much. And she said, Mr. Wagoner, your daughter and your new granddaughter are in that room. You can go in whenever you want. The nurse left. I'm standing there in front of this door, and here's what I did. I put my hand on it, and I opened it up. Guess what I saw? I saw my daughter. She was laying on the bed. Her head was inclined. But then she was holding something in a pink blanket. I walked over to the bed. And it was Tinley that she was holding. Now listen, this is what I want you to understand right here. This is what my daughter did. Watch. She took that baby and lifted it up to me. Now I'm going to have to respond. I know what I need to do. Okay, if she's doing this, I'm going to do this. I can't do that. I'll break her. No. Put that fear aside. Watch. My daughter did this. I did this. And I said the same words that I thought I was going to say. Tinley, you are beautiful. I love you. I'm going to protect you. I'm going to be there for you. And we're going to play a lot together too. Now that's all good. But somebody is here tonight. And his name is Jesus. Now watch. Watch. Jesus is here. And look what he's doing right now. You see what he's doing? He's reaching down. To who? To you. Now watch. What is our response going to be? Watch. Jesus. I love you. I love you. And you're going to hear things like, I'll protect you. I love you. I'm going to be with you. I'm going to help you. How many wants to hear that from Jesus tonight? I need my altar workers to come. Those who you, of you who are in our planning session, come. But then I know there are some that are also can be an altar worker for these children. Would you come at this time? Children, I don't want to lose your attention. These people are coming because what they are going to do is they are going to help you pray for the Holy Ghost and the refilling. So here's what's going to happen. I need everybody to stand across this place tonight. Children, I want you to listen to Brother Wagner. I want you to come when I tell you to. But here's the one thing that I want you to put inside your mind.
I want somebody to say the word repent. When you come up here and stand in front of these adults, I want you to come to Jesus and say, Jesus, forgive me. I'm sorry, Jesus. And when you say those words from your heart, Jesus in turn is going to fill you with the Holy Ghost. If you believe that tonight, children, I want you to start making your way up to these adults. All these children on the front pews, come on. Nobody's going to be left behind sitting in the pew. Come on. Come on. Awesome. Awesome. Hallelujah. Ready. Come on. Awesome. Jesus is ready to touch tonight. Jesus is ready to minister. Oh, look at the children coming from the back and from the midsection. All right, this is not playtime. This is not playtime. I want you to come up and stand there in front of that adult. Come on. Come on, let's come on up. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All right, children. Now, the rest of you adults, I want you to come in and stand behind the children. Come on, you know who you are. Children, here we go. Are you ready to get a hold of God right now? Then we're going to do the four steps of worship. Step number one, I want all of you children to close your eyes. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Awesome. Awesome. Play the music. Play the music. Close your eyes. There you go. Close your eyes, buddy. Step number two, I want you to raise your face up. Come on, you're looking. That's where your help's going to come from tonight. Step number three, let's speed this along. Step number three, I want you to raise both of your hands. Come on, keep your eyes shut. We're reaching up to Jesus right now, and the power of the Holy Ghost is ready to be unleashed. Step number four, I want you to open your mouth, and I want you to begin telling Jesus with your playground voice how much you love him. Come on, come on, everybody to pray. Come on, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Beautiful. Beautiful. Come on, seek for the Holy Ghost. Cry out unto him. Let those tears run down your face right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's raise our hands. Let's raise our hands to Jesus right now. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. Come on, I want Jesus to talk to you. Talk to Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. How he loves.